We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, back to the work week.
That's right. Another work week, baby. I hope all your rent is paid by now.
Yeah, rent should be paid.
Today is August 8th.
Yeah, it should be paid.
Well, I hope so. I had people asking me for rent money this weekend. So I
did they?
You know. You know how the game go.
Wow.
They start on the first, and then when you tell them no, they act like it's your fault that it's past due.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a little hurt this morning. I ain't even going to lie. Last night was
a baby shower
last night. This is for the fifth and final, the finale, the starting five.
You said that. You've been at 6 years.
You said
years.
That 3 babies ago.
Yeah, I did say that, but no. Already. Nah, this is it, though. This is the finale. It was last night at STK. It was actually a surprise baby shower for my wife. She had no idea, no clue. It was we rented out the rooftop, invited our a lot of her friends from high school, a lot of her friends that she grew up with, that she went to college with.
Some of your neighbors were
some
there.
Some of my neighbors were there. It was just a great, amazing time. Shout out to everybody that came out to the baby shower. It was dope. If you want to check it out, you can hit the Snapchat and you can see all the dope pictures.
Shouldn't it be like reoccurring guests though?
What you mean?
It's your fifth child.
You know, it feels weird to have a baby shower because, you know, people want to give you gifts. And I'm like, we have everything. It's not about
that.
So
no
I just
gifts.
Wanted to have just a celebration. So no gifts, just a celebration, just party. Shout to 50 Cent, who 50 he really helped with this baby shower.
The baby's name is Effin.
No, baby's name is not Effin.
I saw too much of 50 yesterday.
Shout to Fifth.
I watched Power. His penis was on there. His ass was on there.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't.
50 showered it off.
Yeah, I didn't see none of that.
He was naked at Envy's baby shower.
No, he wasn't.
It was too much. I saw too much of 50 yesterday.
Well, I will say this at Envy's baby shower, because I went to it. I ran into a couple of people there, and they were like, hey, we're Envy's neighbors. We met you at the last baby shower.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
They come out every baby shower.
That's what I said. It should be reoccurring guests at this point. It should be something that your neighbors look forward to.
Yeah.
You're not having a baby shower this year? You're not pregnant this year?
They definitely had a good time. I don't even know what time it was supposed to end. I don't even know how I got home. Shout to Charisma. She set this whole thing up. Shout to Sage. Shout to CC Sabathia, who had a baseball game and left right after the game. You know, of course, plays for the Yankees. It came right to the baby shower. We just had a great time last night.
Lovely wife, Amber.
My wife
Sabathia
was surprised. Yeah, Amber was there as well. My wife was truly surprised. I don't know how she got me up this morning to get here, because you talk about drinking. Goodness, I haven't drank like that since I was in college. But
yeah, I saw you dancing. You just posted a video of you guys.
Yeah, I just posted
it to some classic dance hall.
That's right. Ragamuffin. The ragamuffin.
Life is what you make it.
That's right. So I had a great time.
And you make
time.
Lots of lives.
That makes a lot of lives.
You'll do it again next year.
Nope, that is it. So shout to STK,
sounds like
too.
You had such a good time, you want to do it again next year.
I got to go back to STK and tip the people that cleaning up the place, because I definitely...
You just broke out?
No, I definitely met Earl all over that place.
You threw up?
Did I? Did I?
Envy, you threw up.
They told me I threw up in the car. Did I throw up? My God. I don't know which car. I don't even know what car I got home in.
He threw up because he was sick thinking about all them college tuitions he's going to have to pay when he get older.
Nah, they're good. The kids are good. They're already straight.
It's already put away.
That's already put away.
You threw up?
Did I? All over
on
STK. All over the floor.
That's so
all
embarrassing.
Over the car. I don't even remember. So how embarrassing could it be? I don't remember.
You stink.
No, I don't stay. I don't even know how I made it to work. Shout to Charisma. Charisma actually went home with me and my wife last night to make sure.
Whoa,
like that. Not like that. That sounds a little crazy, right?
That's how you end the baby shower night now.
That sounds a little crazy. She actually made sure I was back and drove me back home, back to work this morning to make sure I made it on time.
So for all you know, somebody could have been in your butt last night. You have no idea.
You right?
All right.
It was a good time.
That's how you prevent future baby showers.
What, in my butt?
Yep.
There you go. All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, if you have a Delta flight anywhere, I've never seen an issue like this with the airline. Also, we'll talk about a 10-year-old who actually died on the world's tallest water slide.
Wow, okay. Is this my water? Or is this yours?
That's backwash.
I'll take it anyway. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. V. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning to all the Beckys out there. You are appreciated by somebody. Just not us married men.
Let's get in some front page news. Now, starting tomorrow, we'll do the Olympic count to show you how many gold medals, silver medals, or bronze medals the U.S. has. I'm just not prepared this morning. I ain't gonna lie.
The Olympics is popping in my crib. That's all my daughter is into.
That's all I watch.
She got a gold swimming medal.
You got a gold swimming medal.
Yeah.
I seen that we had a shooting medal. Was the first gold medal that the U.S. received, and I know that. Basketball team blew out China by 40.
That don't even count. We knew that's gonna happen. The girls that do what's Gabby Douglas them they do? I forget what it's called. The ball beam or something like that? The beam ball?
The balls, yeah.
Yeah, my daughter loves that. And it's another black girl named Simone something. They get busy.
Yeah,
they got busy yesterday.
That's amazing. I like the boxing was good. The table tennis was good. I watched all of it. I just sitting there, like I was in Kentucky over the weekend. I stayed in a hotel and just watched nothing but the Olympics. I love it.
So far, the United States has 3 gold medals.
3 gold medals. Okay. Now, let's get to what happened with Delta in front page news.
Man, now, I was watching this on the news, and all Delta flights are grounded. There's a global computer system outage. So no matter where you are, just international, everywhere, the flights are grounded.
Some people
are stuck on the tarmac. They cannot check in. They're not giving too much information.
That sucks.
But it's a mess right now.
So no matter where you're at, if you're on a Delta flight, you're stuck.
Right. If you're in Athens, if you're in San Francisco, it don't matter.
Why? Just because
there's a glitch. People can't check in. I don't know what's going on.
I fly JetBlue anyway, so.
I fly Delta.
Yeah, me too. Now let's talk about this.
I fly JetBlue too, but.
Let's talk about this kitty that died on a slide, the largest slide or the biggest slide.
A what that died?
Water slider kid.
Okay, yes. A 10-year-old boy. He's actually the child of a Kansas State legislator, Scott Schwab, and his wife, Michelle. There was an accident. He was actually on the world's tallest water slide, and this was in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't really given much
information. That slide looks dangerous. Look at that slide.
They haven't given much information on what happened. Crazy. They're still investigating. The park is still shut down. But according to the website, 2 to 3 riders have to be strapped in a raft. And the total weight has to be between 400 and 500 pounds. Then the raft goes down 168 feet, 7 inches. And then you get blasted back up a second massive hill and then sent down another 50-foot drop. And that's the whole ride. Every rider has to be at least 54 inches tall.
Did the kid fly off?
They didn't give any information.
Or did he drown?
You don't got to tell me the details. I know the details. That damn ride is too high. That's the detail.
It looks very high.
That ride looks dangerous.
It looks crazy.
You know, sometimes you get on a roller coaster and you be like, oh my God, we're going to die. That's one of those times where, yeah, you really did
but
die.
If they have to strap him into a raft, that means that kid could probably get a little air, but that's crazy.
I don't do roller coasters, bro. I don't do roller coasters for the same reason I don't do horror movies. I'm not paying somebody to scare me.
But that's a water slide. You would never expect that on a water slide.
I'm not paying nobody to scare me, man. For what? That's not what life is all about. Okay? Life is about being grounded.
Now, speaking of roller coasters, we do our Breakfast Club annual trip to Great Adventure.
I know we were just talking about Six Flags.
When are we going?
We can go whenever.
All right, that's when we invite all the listeners out and we go to Great Adventure,
Six Flags.
We gotta
figure out a day that everybody can make it.
And we just all go out there and have a great time, go on roller coasters. I get scared. I hate roller coasters, but...
Y'all pay for everybody, too?
No.
Yep.
So what you mean, invite all the listeners out like
that?
Nah,
we all go together. It's like go into a club
y'all going
together.
Dutch, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You gotta pay for yourself.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Make that clear. All right, people show up like, hey, I thought you said that we all going together.
I ain't never say that.
What, big
baller? Meet us outside? No, but actually, you know, they come inside the park and hang out with us. We go on rides with them, take pictures, all of that. We just let you know what day we're going. If you feel like you want to take a trip that day, you
that's
can.
That's right.
I'm going to inconvenience myself just to have to pay the same amount as y'all.
Hang with
or
us.
Or I'm
going
to go have some fun on some rides at Six Flags. Where I was going to go anyway, so that's why don't I go the same day as the Breakfast Club?
And have some fun. There you go. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on the Breakfast Club, for real.
This is Herb from Portsmouth, Virginia.
757, tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad that they canceled the first NFL preseason game because somebody can't paint the field the right way, man.
Hey, man. It don't matter. It just means that we're closer to the regular season. I don't care about preseason games, no way. I mean, it feels good because we know football season is coming back.
This is back.
But I don't care.
Hello, who's this?
Donahue.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
Because there's a lot of shootings in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
It's not being talked about, and I would like to talk about it.
Talk about it.
Yeah, in Duval County, 904, it was just 6 people just shot, and one of the kids happened to be a youth, a baby.
That's terrible.
And it's sad that Jacksonville, I mean, we need to put down the guns and unite. Stop the fight.
Well, they call it Jack and Kill for a reason. And I'm going to tell you something, sir. You got to start snitching. Like, when you see something, you got to say something. Like, everybody likes to complain about what's happening in the hood, but they sit there and watch it happen and know who did it, but don't say nothing about it.
Hello, who's this?
Sergio.
Tell him how you mad.
Man, my ex got married this weekend.
Oh, she bent your ex, didn't you?
Yeah, that
you
ain't your even call
you
ex.
You should tell her congratulations.
She done moved on.
Congratulations to her, but like she was with me, but she was with the dude. She went to Vegas. She got married.
Damn.
Congratulations to her. Send her a gift.
So what do I do? I mean, on this side, what do I do?
You find another hole, bro. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm still stuck up on there, man.
Hey, man, girls.
You
should have
went and interrupted the wedding when they said if anybody has any objection, you should have stood up.
It's 6 hours away. You went to Vegas.
Oh, you don't really want
to. Listen, man, girls are like buses. You miss one, the next one coming, bro.
No, he's in love. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Emmanuel in Orlando.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Well, the reason why I'm mad is I just, you know, finished hearing about that lady that's, you know, basically empowering, you know, to be a bad bitch in whatever case is. And I don't think no female out here should be claiming that title even a bad bitch, especially when we've been trying to stop females from even calling themselves bitches. Because the way I see is that people start accepting the fact of being called a bad bitch, they might as well start accepting as being the bitch, period. You know what I'm saying? There's no way to turn something negative to a positive. You know what I'm saying?
They don't want to hear that. They're going to come up with some stupid-ass excuses why they should be able to say that.
True that. You know what I'm saying? I just believe that.
I think they're trying to turn a negative word into something that could be positive.
So
people use it all the time anyway. Men use it in songs. And women call each other that. They're trying to make it not degrading by using it in a positive way.
I just referenced Queen Latifah, UNITY. Who you calling a bitch?
Well, stop calling me a bad bitch, then, you.
Stop being one. We saw you on Instagram.
Shut up. Tell her why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us
and
now.
And by the way, I'm mad. My laptop is still broken. I got to get it fixed. I don't know. I'm going to get it fixed today, though.
Yeah,
hopefully.
It's about time. It's been almost a week.
And one of my friends just texted me. He's mad his lady went through his phone.
Damn. All right. Tell him why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Again, shout out to everybody that came out and made my baby shower an amazing baby shower. Shout out to Dash Event. Shout out to F and Vodka for putting it on. Shout out to Charisma. My baby's name, we're going to call the baby.
Here we go. Hold on. Hold on.
What?
This was exciting.
No, only because of one reason. Just because you're from there. The baby's name is Brooklyn. That's what we're going to name the baby. Baby Brooklyn.
Okay.
So I'm excited about this.
A lot of babies named Brooklyn.
Yes.
So you should be more original. Bed-Stuy, Flatbush, those haven't been taken yet.
Or Queens. Okay. Yeah. I told them why
Pink
not
House.
Queens.
Little Pinky for short.
Nah.
That'd be hot.
Nah.
You could have called her Flatbush.
Nope. Nah, I don't.
The sad part about it is you would hate if she was dating a guy from Brooklyn. But you know, Brooklyn's going to be so different by the time she gets older.
Envy was born in Brooklyn, and Gia's from Brooklyn.
It's already different. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn. My wife is from Brooklyn. And we just like the name Brooklyn. So...
I'm from Brooklyn.
Hey, salute to my homegirl, Carrie Champion, too. I was on SportsCenter, which was fun. Cleveland really hates when you call them a third world country, bro.
Well, I would think so.
When you do it on ESPN with all those people watching. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
because Cleveland is actually beautiful. You know, I love going to Cleveland.
Yeah, now that LeBron's back. But
no, I was there when he wasn't there, when I was in Cleveland.
Sorry for you.
Shout out to DJ Steph Lutz. They have a beautiful mall, beautiful houses, beautiful restaurants, hotels.
Nice.
It's really nice.
I actually did
a Halloween party there also.
He's never even been to Cleveland.
Listen,
know what it's like. Yeah, it's really nice.
So what? Salute to everybody from Cleveland who doesn't live there but gets so mad at me and be like, Cleveland's not a third world country. And I'd be like, well, do you live there? No. Why not if it's so nice then?
It's nice.
So what's nicer, Monk's Corner or Cleveland?
Monk's Corner.
No.
Probably about the same. Two rural areas. Cleveland just got LeBron James.
No.
But that's not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is thank you, ESPN and SportsCenter, for having me on Friday.
My goodness. All right. When we come back... Rumors, what are we doing, Ye?
We'll talk about an artist who says he was racially profiled at Barney's. We'll tell you what happened. Also, is this reality show in trouble because this couple cannot seem to keep it together?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Vic Mensa was not too happy when he went shopping at Barney's in Beverly Hills and apparently got accused of stealing and got detained by the police. He posted a series of snaps, and here's what he had to say.
This p-ass motherfucker over here, man. Talk about we stole some shit. They don't even know where we stole some shit from, but they think we stole some shit. That's the craziest part about it is that I just went, bought some Yves Saint Laurent boots, like some other shit from Barney's, and we get all pulled out the car and a kiss, and on top of that, they don't even know what they think we stole.
They have no
so you can't be a young black man out here doing anything legal, positive, and you still get treated like a criminal.
Oh, so he was already in the car.
He was in the car. He spent $4,000.
I'd have spazzed out. They would arrest me.
It was a traffic stop. The cops stopped him because somebody at the store said he stole.
There's no freaking way.
They didn't know what they were looking for. They didn't say what he stole. And turns out, of course, there was nothing stolen in the car.
There's no way they would arrest me. They would have had to arrest me that day. There's no way I would have let them in my car. We would have had a big-ass brawl and fight. There's no way I spent $4,000 of my hard-earned money.
I would have went right back
there. I would have spazzed out.
All that stuff and bought what I wanted somewhere else.
I would have spazzed out. They would have arrested me that day. There's no way I spend $4,000 in the store. I leave, and then you come and say I stole it-ish? F that.
Well,
no
who
way.
Who said they stole? Was it an employee at the store?
It was somebody at the store.
Somebody in the store said that. Called the police, said they stole some merchandise.
But was it an employee, or was it just somebody that was in there?
It was
like shopping.
It was an employee.
It was an employee.
Mm-hmm.
Not as fast out. And then I would have brought it all back.
Well, the employee needs to get fired.
That's
awful. I'd have made a scene.
All right, but I am glad that he put it on Snap. A lot of times things like this happen.
I wonder why an employee would just call and say you stole something. Like, if no buzzer went off or, like, he saw you purchase. Because clearly he had
And you couldn't even say what was stolen. Normally somebody, we have video footage or something.
The fact that Vic Mensa is a light-skinned brother with dreads that look a little crazy.
All right. Now let's talk about 50 Cent. We talked about it this morning. Yesterday's episode of Power, we had a chance to see what he's working with, you know, and that means his bare buttocks as well as portions of his penis were...
It's too much of 50.
On Power. Now, he did not seem too happy. I don't know if this was a publicity stunt to get us, because Power's been doing well, so maybe he just wanted us to watch. But he went on social media and he talked about the executive producer, Courtney Kemp Agbo. He said... he had a picture of her kissing his cheek. He said, "Don't kiss my cheek, kiss my ass. This is not funny. Tell the people from Star, stop calling my phone. You call now. I don't give a F if you want a plane, B." Then he put up another post. "So now my auntie G can't watch Power because my D is debuting tonight. SMH, you MFers, I wish somebody say some stupid ish right now. I am Kanan MFer, try me."
He could have used a fake penis, though. He didn't have to use his real penis.
A prosthetic penis?
Yeah, you didn't have to use your real penis.
Nah, I didn't see it. So he showed his real joint on TV?
It looked like a penis to me. I don't know if it was a real one, but it was a penis.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, Courtney responded to 50. She put up, "Ghost must die and at 50 Cent must lie because you knew what we were shooting during 404. Yeah, that's your eggplant. You signed the waiver like everybody else." And then she put up a picture of her name under executive producer and she said, "I'll just leave that there at 50 Cent.
Damn.
So it is what it is. He did take those posts down and...
Oh, so maybe they spoke about it and cleaned it all up.
Hey, we got to see Lala topless and now we got to see... 50 bottomless.
Well, the cast of Power was here on The Breakfast Club and they told us they got a nudity clause in their contract.
Right.
Everybody has to appear nude at some point in the show.
And it feels like everybody has appeared nude thus far. Okay, Rob Kardashian, the word on the street now is that his reality show with Blac Chyna is in danger. They said Rob has been not filming and complaining about the show. If you remember, he stopped doing Keeping Up with the Kardashians because he felt like it just wasn't good for the family. It was causing all kinds of issues.
How about Rob just trash? He's the most boring member of the family. Nobody wants to see him.
So he hasn't been showing up, leaving Blac Chyna to film by herself. And producers are just concerned about what's going to happen. They don't want it to turn out like I Am Kate.
Did they give him $1 million or something like that?
I don't know how much money he's gotten what that contract signed is, but the show hasn't aired yet.
Rob is the most boring member of the family. He was actually the second most boring member of the family because Bruce Jenner was the first, but then Bruce decided to turn into a bad bitch. And so
stepped it up.
I thought you said no more bad bitch.
It's okay to call a man a bad bitch. Girls shouldn't call themselves bitches.
Okay. Well, anyway, I do want to say this, though. He was struggling with depression and having a lot of different issues. And so...
Oh, please.
What do you mean? It's a real thing, which we've discussed many times over and over, which is how he ended up gaining all that weight,
mm-hmm.
why he dropped off the show. He doesn't like being in the center of attention like the rest of the family.
Right.
So if it's good for his own sanity, maybe it's best that he doesn't do it.
Okay, so he's lost weight now, and it was all good until E said his show looked like trash. We don't want to throw it on because it might not get no ratings. All of a sudden, he's depressed again.
Well, we don't know said that. He hasn't been showing up for filming. He just is concerned about it destroying his family. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Front page news next, Yee. What are we talking about?
We will be talking about a water slide. A 10-year-old just died on a water slide. Sad story. And Delta will give you an update on those Delta flights that have been grounded. Delta has been keeping everybody updated on Twitter. But if you have a flight on Delta, you might want to check on it.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Monday. Some front page news. Now, starting tomorrow, I'll give you the Olympic updates and tell you how the U.S. is doing with the gold medals, the silver, and the bronze. I think we have 3 gold medals, and I know for the Olympic basketball game, we blew China out by 40. I know that for a fact. Now, let's talk about Delta. What's going on with Delta, Yee?
Well, their flights have been grounded globally.
That's
apparently
crazy.
There's been a global computer system outage. The systems are down everywhere. Now, I'm following Delta on Twitter. So they're telling people to check the status of your flight before you head to the airport while this issue is being addressed. They said flights awaiting departure are currently delayed. Flights en route are operating normally. So if you're ready up in the air and flying somewhere, that is still going to land according to schedule. But if your flight has not taken off, then you should really call and check. Now, they said, "We're currently experiencing a major system-wide network outage. Our team is working diligently to get it back up and running. Flights awaiting departure are currently delayed. Flights en route are operating normally. Our apologies for any inconvenience."
It's nothing worse than being at the mercy of the airport.
Yeah.
When you got somewhere to go and there's nothing you can do because you are being a slave to the airport in that moment.
And that sucks for every flight to be canceled. There's nothing you could do for Delta. You have to go to another airline.
It's grounded, so they're working on it. And I'm reading the updates from just 2 minutes ago. These are when these updates are coming in. But I believe this all started this morning.
And it's dumb because you be getting mad, so you start, you know, balking at the employees at the airline. Ain't nothing we can do.
Nothing they can do.
We don't fly. There's nothing we can do, bro.
And you know, that just happened to me when I was in Houston and my flight, all the flights were canceled because of the weather. And then the airport got backed up. So they weren't letting any of the delayed flights go. They just canceled them because it was so backed up that we wouldn't have been able to even land.
If you don't got no patience, there's nothing you can do. That's why sometimes if you're already on the plane and they be like, look, plane's not taking off for another 2 hours. As soon as I say that, I'm like, all right, I'm going to sleep.
Right.
I'm coming with you. I'll go straight to
sleep. And just some advice, if you can try to, when a situation happens, when your flight gets canceled, just try to get on another airline ASAP, and sometimes they'll refund you. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I got refunded, or they have airline partners that they can put you on another flight.
And shout out to our Connect at Delta, too. Our Connect hooks us up a lot.
She was at your baby shower.
She definitely was.
Drop one of Clues Bombs with JetBlue, because I damn sure they gave me a credit.
Don't you be happy?
Flight. Yes, because I used it last week for my wife.
There you go.
When we went to L.A., so I was happy.
Now, let's talk about this fatal accident on the slide, a water slide.
So sad, a 10-year-old was killed Sunday when a ride, it was the world's tallest water slide in Kansas. Now, apparently, they're not releasing much information, but to get on this ride, you have to have 2 to 3 riders strapped in a raft, and the total weight has to be between 400 and 500 pounds. So we don't know exactly what happened. They haven't released any more details, and the water park is closed while they investigate.
First of all,
that's so sad.
If you look at a ride and the ride looks like it can kill you, don't get on it. Okay? That's one reason I don't get on rides, because I don't pay nobody to scare me. That ride looks like you will die when you get on it.
It looks a little scary, but you would expect that from a water slide, though.
What you mean? Look, listen, the world's tallest water slide. I have no reason to be up there. What's the point? Why I can't get on the world's medium-sized water slide? Or the world's smallest water slide? Why I gotta be on the world's tallest water slide?
That wouldn't be fun if it was a medium size.
Well,
I don't know. We go on all kinds of rides, though.
Yeah. All right.
That's a one-way trip to heaven.
That adrenaline gets you going.
Well, that's front page news. Now, question. How young is too young?
To do what? Excuse me? Say what? What? What do you mean? What are you talking about here?
Well, he's talking about R. Kelly. And R. Kelly and his new girlfriend, Hallie Calhoun, his alleged girlfriend, she's 19 years old. R. Kelly is 49 years old, and people have a lot of things to say.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. Basing this on what? Because if you say how young is too young, if you're 49 years old,
that's what
19
we're talking
is
about.
Too young. So what age are you to say how young is too young?
Well, what's acceptable? R. Kelly's 49.
Absolutely not.
She's 19.
Not even close.
But it's legal.
It's legal.
It shouldn't be.
Well, let's open up the phone lines.
It's disgusting. It's morally wrong.
585-1051. What's an acceptable gap? Now, age gap. Now, if she was 49 and R. Kelly was 79, it'd be okay though, right?
That's the same 30-year difference.
Yeah, but that's different though.
Why?
She's 19 years old. She's a kid. Like, imagine a big grown-ass man with his penis in a newborn's mouth. That's exactly how this looks.
See, you didn't have to go there.
That's the truth.
You always go too far.
That's
you always
the truth.
Go
when R. Kelly, listen, when R. Kelly was here. When R. Kelly was 30, she wasn't even here yet. So imagine watching a 30-year-old man standing over a newborn.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that's
all
how it looks.
I got you.
Stop it.
They got to describe it.
No, it's disgusting.
I'm just throwing it out there. 800-585-1051.
She don't get none of your references. You bringing up old Wu-Tang. She like, what? What is that?
Oh, my goodness.
She don't know what you're talking about. She know Method Man from How High. Maybe.
She might
from
not.
How High.
All right. 800-585-1051. R. Kelly is 49. His new girlfriend is allegedly 19.
She thinks Jordan's a sneakers and a meme. She has no idea that he actually played basketball.
What's an acceptable age? Is this acceptable or is this just all bad, all wrong? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051.
The only Jay-Z album she knows is Magna Carta.
Kit Jones, Don't Mind. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was P. Diddy, I Need a Girl. Damn it. Morning, everybody. It's DJ
Envy. Not a woman, a girl, a young one.
Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club and talking about needing a girl. Now, how young is too young? R. Kelly is 49 years old.
Right.
His new girlfriend allegedly is 19. Is this acceptable?
Absolutely not. It's not acceptable. It's absolutely disgusting. Why would you want a girl that when you were 30 years old, she wasn't even here, bro? Like, I don't care what the legal age is. Just what do y'all talk about?
At what age do you think?
I don't know. Y'all got to be more specific. Because when you say how young is too young, I need to know how old the person is that they're dating. If she's 19 dating a 49 years old, that's totally unacceptable.
Kelly's too old for that. His daughter, absolutely. Kelly's daughter is what, 17
years old? But we're talking about age gap, but you're saying if it was 49 and 79, that would be okay. So I'm saying at what age is it okay?
49 and 79 is okay because a 49-year-old woman is damn near 50. She's mature. Yeah, she's a senior citizen. She's a grown-ass woman.
And what age is a woman mature enough, though? Like, what's the age that you can say, okay, 25 and you can date any age?
49, I don't know. But 49 and 19 ain't it.
I think 25 and 55 is not it either.
Unless the guy is rich and about to die and you doing it for a come-up. Now, that's different, young
guy. But what if you're a young lady like Miley Cyrus, who she dates older men all the time?
How old, though? 30 years old her age?
And she kind of grew up in the spotlight.
How
and did
old?
A lot of things.
What's the age difference? What's the age gap?
Okay, let's say 12 years. Let's say you're 19 and 31.
That's a bit much to me, too, to be honest with you. I got daughters, man. You're not bringing no 49-year-old man in my house.
That's I don't know. Let's go to the phone line.
What about somebody like Hugh Hefner who always dates the young...
He's about to die and he's rich.
Playboy playmates.
He's about to die and he's rich.
His wife is 60 years younger than him.
So if you're rich, you say it's okay?
I'm just saying, like, you have to be a reason. Like, 9 times out of 10, this 19-year-old girl, mama's a bird. And, like, you know what they say? It's a pimp mama and a whole daughter, and you get that money.
And you know what's crazy? Just to think about it, this girl's mom has to be R. Kelly's age.
R. Kelly might be older than the mama.
Well, they actually have pictures of him hanging out with the mom as well.
You know the mom's encouraging it because the mom wants to get that bread. Look what I just said.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
The pimp mama and the whole daughter. That's disgusting. This all the time in the hood.
I don't see that in the hood, though. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Nikki.
Hey, R. Kelly's 49. His girlfriend's allegedly 19. Is that acceptable?
Yes, it's acceptable. Once they love each other.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
And your boyfriend's 67.
And my husband is 56.
Exactly.
Her own experience, it worked out for her.
So when did you meet him?
We met actually right after I left high school. And then two years later, right after high school, first I knew him like probably 15 years ago. So like we're actually friends before we started dating. Me and his nieces grew up together.
Yeah, right. That's your story. So, you're sticking to it.
Yeah, we're friends at first. And then afterwards, after high school, then we started dating because I guess the feelings started getting stronger for each other.
So what do y'all talk about? When he brings up like Wilt Chamberlain, do you know who that is?
No, I have no idea who is that.
Exactly.
You don't have a dad in your life?
I do. And actually, too, my dad and him are bestest friends. Like, he's older than my parents, but so far, he's like, they're like the bestest buddies ever.
Have you ever played any Marvin Gaye for you? Do you know who that is?
No, but he does play his old Jamaican music, which, I mean, I'm old school as well, so it works good.
Oh, so you know, like, Bob Marley.
Yeah, I know Bob Marley and Burris Ammon and stuff. So, you know, and plus he doesn't even act like 56. He acts like he's 16 and he looks like he's 16. So
this is her own experience. It's working out for her.
That's how you get a heart attack.
That's
being
crazy.
56 acting like you're 16.
If my daughter brought home anybody near my age... Hell no.
Now, Russell Simmons is 55, and he was recently dating a woman who was 30 years younger than him.
Russell's a nasty old man. That has been established. Why would you use an example of Russell Simmons?
I'm just
Russell's
telling you.
Russell's a nasty old man. That has been established over time. We know this already.
Kelly.
Salute to my guy, Russell. I love Uncle Russ.
Shout out to Uncle Russ.
He's a nasty old man. We know this. We know this.
800-585-1051. Kelly's 49. His girlfriend's allegedly 19. Is this acceptable? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna, Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking R. Kelly. He's 49. His girlfriend is allegedly 19. Is this acceptable? Is the age gap too much?
Yes, it is too much. And it's especially too much when your name is R. Kelly and you have been accused of sleeping with underage girls your whole life. We saw the tape, okay? You call yourself the damn Pied Piper. You know who the Pied Piper was? The Pied Piper was a young man, an older man, who played a damn flute and led a bunch of kids out of the village. They never saw the kids again. You think R. Kelly just started talking to this girl when she was 19? No, he been redshirting this poom poom, probably hitting it when she was young, and now he's stepping out with it because she's legal.
I believe they said he just met her, though.
Yeah, right.
This is crazy. There's no way in hell my daughter at any age is going to date anybody close to my age. It's not going to happen. No way.
Especially a suspected pedophile.
Nah,
okay?
It's not going to happen. I will ground my daughter. I don't care how old my daughter is. I will ground her, lock her in the bedroom, and she ain't coming out until she gets some sense.
I want to know what's wrong with R. Kelly's penis that all he like is young girls. He must got a little meat, man. Like,
you seen the video?
Now, look, it says they met at a concert in North Carolina. She attended with her mom.
Her mom, my goodness.
Mama said, go on and get that money, girl.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you date somebody 30 years older than you?
No.
Oh, that was fast. That was fast. That was simple.
I don't
that was
think
quick.
So.
The crazy thing about this situation, the mama know R. Kelly whole catalog. This girl don't know none of R. Kelly music.
Nothing.
She probably, oh, I know that song, Step in the Name of Love.
You
that
stupid.
Was you?
You
Ignition,
stupid.
That's you?
Hello, who's this?
Ariel.
Hey, Ariel. Now, now, we're talking R. Kelly. He's 49 years old. His girlfriend is 19 years old. Is that acceptable?
No, it's absolutely disgusting. It's so gross.
I'm with you. It's just nasty.
I say 15 to 20 years, maybe at the most.
That's terrible, too.
Okay, no, but look at Beyonce and Jay-Z, okay? They got an age gap.
They're not 15 years apart.
They're not 15 years apart. They might be within 10 years, I believe.
I don't think that's that bad either. If you're 25 and you're dating somebody who's 40, that's not terrible. It happens all the time.
Hello, who's
this?
It's
about your level of maturity, too.
Hello?
No,
I'm not. Hey, what's up? We're talking about R. Kelly. You know he's 49. He's allegedly dating a girl that's 19. Is that cool? Is that acceptable?
I mean, personally, I feel like if you have to bang 8-year-old white girls, why can't R. Kelly bang 8-year-old black girls? Who's confused on why she's double standard in America?
What is your dumbass talking about? What are you talking about?
8-year-old white girls?
Hugh Hefner.
Right. Hugh Hefner does it all the time.
That doesn't mean it's nothing.
Hugh Hefner is a nasty old man, too. And what he doing ain't right.
I'm just saying it shouldn't be a double standard. I mean, not my daughter, but it should be a double standard.
I think the problem is that people just think about R. Kelly.
How y'all turn this to a race thing?
Allegations.
Why did this turn to a race? Is that nothing to do with race?
People could do that.
What are you talking about?
That's the first thing they do. Hello, who's this?
Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Envy.
What's up?
You know dang well if that was your 19-year-old daughter, you'd be raised to fight her and R. Kelly.
Absolutely.
You know that man too old for that girl.
Absolutely.
That man old enough to be her grandpa almost with this day and age. Dang well.
Jay, I didn't even think about it like that, but if R. Kelly was doing it, I would have to put hands on him. We'd have to fight. Every time I see him, I'd have to put hands on him.
What are you talking about? I thought that was established.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Like, so you wouldn't ask him to, sing at the baby shower?
No, I'll whoop R. Kelly's ass every day.
It's R. Kelly, an alleged pedophile.
Him and teenager is synonymous, basically.
Mm. That's true.
Mm.
He loves teen spirit.
One and the same. R. Kelly, teenager, always together.
Every time R. Kelly go to sleep, he have a teenage dream.
You stupid.
You know it.
Thank you, Jay.
A pedophile. Grade A pedophile.
Have a great
day. He know that man too old for him.
Have a great day, Jay.
All right.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is age ain't nothing but a number. BS. Tell that to the judge, okay? And the judge needs to, this is what the judge needs to start doing. Whenever these guys get caught out here sleeping with underage girls, even though she's not underage, but when you get caught sleeping with underage girls, whatever the age difference is,
right,
that's how much time you should get. So R. Kelly should be getting 30 years right now.
Years right now.
Okay. Well, she's legal,
she
though,
legal.
So there's nothing you can... I mean, she could do what she wants.
Then they should put her mama in jail, because her mama and her daddy
should
allow
legal. You can't go to jail for
that's
that.
Wrong.
There's nothing illegal
call
about
Dyfus.
It.
Call
it
should, Dyfus.
It should
call
be, it should be something even after what is quote-unquote legal. It should only be legal if it's like a 10-year age gap. You know what I'm saying? 49 and 19.
That's not true.
49 and 19 is disgusting, especially when you have the history that R. Kelly has. When you have the history that R. Kelly has with underage girls, he married Aaliyah at 15, bro. We saw the videotape. I don't care if he got off not guilty or not. We saw the tape.
Yeah.
When you got the history he has, that's disgusting.
That's what the real issue is. It's not necessarily...
No.
Because if it was somebody else, which it has been many
BS.
Times, people don't have... You don't think Russell Simmons should go to jail?
Yes. I know, but I think he's a nasty old man. I got daughters, and I do not want my daughter bringing a goddamn 49-year-old home at all. You want your daughter to bring at 19,
no.
NB?
No way.
What? How?
No way.
How do you explain that to me?
You can't.
Well, we did have a listener who called in, and she said she's married, and it works for her, and it's great.
Well, guess what? She ain't had no daddy
it's
in her
case
life.
It's a case-by-case scenario.
She said she had a daddy like it was a throwaway. Yeah, I mean, I had one. I mean, we all got one. I mean, he was there.
Oh, my God.
Well, it worked for her.
All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Now we are going to be talking about Soulja Boy. It looks like some reality show beef will tell you who he's beefing with. Felt like they used to be in love. Also, imagine if your child went to school and said the B word while at school. Would tell you whose son was doing that and why.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tyga was on Hollywood Live. And shout out to our girl, Roxy, because she was on there hosting as well for that week.
Well, Roxy
Diaz, okay. From formerly of 106 and Park. And they were talking about cursing at school. Here is what Tyga had to say about his son, King Cairo.
He had an incident at school. They called me. It was like, your son, he said, he's walking around, he's saying the B word. And I was like, where did he hear that? And the school was like, well, he told him, my dad says it in the studio. Like, oh. I try to keep him out the studio and try not to play songs like while he's around, you know, because he does stuff like that. But, you know, it happens.
It happens.
That's what happens. Sheesh.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you.
Kids will pick up anything, though.
DJ Khaled, when he has his kid is just going to be saying Major Keys.
I got the keys.
Right, and DJ Khaled just actually got his first number one album, so congratulations.
Salute to Khaled, man.
Drop on a clues bomb for DJ Khaled, damn it.
To him, 95,000 equivalent album units. That's 59,000 traditional album sales. That's his largest sales week since 2007.
That elliptical machine ain't working for Khaled, but his marketing and branding is.
Absolutely. Congrats to Khaled.
Right, so congratulations to him. That album did very well in the first week. All right, Soulja Boy versus Nia Riley. That is the relationship. We've been watching them on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Seems like they were all in love and everything back together again until Soulja Boy posted that he is now single. Then he posted under a picture of Nia, take off them shoes I bought you, bitch.
Damn.
And then he wrote, F-U-B.
Drop on a clues bomb for Soulja
Boy.
That's
petty.
That is petty.
Take off them shoes I bought you, bitch.
On her, right on her picture. I think when you buy somebody a present in a relationship and y'all break up, you just gotta let it go. You can't
tell somebody
take something off, give that back.
Nah, depends how y'all broke up. Can't take everything back, but some things you might
need to
take
back. What you gonna take
the shoes
back?
I wouldn't take the shoes back.
Come on,
I'll take back some jewelry. I'll take back a car. You know, you can keep the shoe, but that's why they say you should never buy a woman's shoes anyway, because she'll walk out your life.
But it depends.
But when you give somebody
for,
a gift in a relationship other than a ring,
nah, it depends why we broke up.
Yeah, but legally they don't have to give it back if it was a gift.
No, you're right. But if you cheated on me, I want my shoes back.
Wow, you guys are really petty.
Yeah.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that. She cheated on you? Especially if you're tricking on her the way that you
exactly.
But what are you going to do with the shoes?
Give them to the next girl that wears size.
Listen,
7.
I just cut my losses.
Salvation
cut
on
your losses,
something.
Bye. All right, well, she responded by posting a picture of Rihanna. You know, she made her own meme. And she put, when you're, and we're lying to you, but you're already halfway into another relationship, so you just let him keep lying.
All right, so you a hoe.
Ouch.
So you right for taking them shoes back, bitch. What do you say?
Calm down. That's not how you talk to a lady. Look, the fact of the matter is, if he was lying to her and cheating on her, and she found out and caught him and then ended up getting into another relationship before she left him, it is what it is, okay? Whatever that's going on with their relationship, I'm sure we'll watch all of this play out on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Yeezy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
I need Grandpa Kells, R. Kelly, to come to front of the congregation. We'd like to have a little word with him.
R. Kelly?
Just a little reminder.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. Donkey of the Day is on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 8th goes to Robert Kelly, commonly known as the R. Now, if you haven't heard, R. Kelly is rumored to be dating a 19-year-old young lady named Holly Calhoun. Now, his pictures all over the blogs. I saw them on the YBF of 49-year-old grown-ass man R. Kelly hitting the club scene in Atlanta with this young-ass 19-year-old girl. And I didn't even know you could get into clubs in Atlanta at 19 years old. Okay, if this young lady is in these clubs drinking and having a good old time with Grandpa Cal's, then R. Kelly, by the law, is contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But the reason R. Kelly is getting donkey of the day is because he's just a filthy-ass individual. We know this. His whole career, he has been rumored to like underage women, whether it was marrying Aaliyah when she was 15 to the infamous sex tape where he ejaculated, then peed, then ejaculated again on an alleged 13-year-old girl. R. Kelly, for all intents and purposes, has always been an alleged pedophile. And I'm only saying alleged for legal reasons because everybody knows the truth. And stepping out with a 19-year-old girl doesn't help silence those rumors. Now, what in the hell There's a 49-year-old man having in common with a 19-year-old girl. R. Kelly was born in 1967, 3 years after the Civil Rights Act was established. Okay? Black people was just getting out of segregation. Meanwhile, this young girl was born in 97 or 98. She was born the year Michael Jordan three-peated for the second time. How in the hell can a man from Chicago date a girl who has never seen Michael Jordan play basketball in real time? Okay, all she know about Michael Jordan is sneakers and memes and him crying, but you wifed her? How can R. Kelly be comfortable dating a woman who was still in the womb when he was 30? R. Kelly, you got albums older than this girl, okay? The albums you put out with Public Announcement older than this young lady. The album R. Kelly would download on it older than her. Bruh, 12 players older than this 19-year-old girl. But you feel comfortable dating her? Bump and grind, your body's calling. They all older than your alleged girlfriend. R. Kelly gonna be 50 in January. 50, 5-0, and his alleged girlfriend still won't be old enough to drink. She's 19. She won't be able to drink for another 2 years. But R. Kelly, grown-ass, rusty butt, gonna be dating her at 50? And what is wrong with you, Holly? Okay, we all know R. Kelly has a problem, but what's your issue? Why are you 19 and wanting to date a 49-year-old man? Let's just say 50-year-old man. Let's just round it up, okay? I'm sure in your mind, Holly, you saying, guys, my age aren't mature enough for me. Girl, knock it off, okay? You can't even name the 9 original members of the Wu-Tang Clan. You're not mature. All right, you don't know the theme song to A Different World. You're not mature. You have no idea what boxer whipped Martin's ass, okay? You don't remember how the very last episode of The Sopranos ended. You're not mature. Why in the hell would a 19-year-old girl want a 49-year-old man? Look. All I'm saying is when you have the alleged pedophile past that R. Kelly has, you have to date a woman that is close to your age, even if it's just for perception. But clearly, R. Kelly doesn't care. That's why I encourage everyone to go Google R. Kelly's sex tape. Okay, it hurts my heart that this tape didn't come out during the social media era because if so, R. Kelly would be finished. All right, but you can always do your research, kids. Google R. Kelly sex tape, and then you will know why this 49-year-old man dating this 19-year-old girl is really, really, really wrong. Okay, give Robert Kelly the biggest hee-haw, please. And he's been flaunting it in our face for years. Whether it was age ain't nothing but a number. Seems like you're ready. He called himself the Pied Piper. Do you know the Pied Piper played a flute and led a bunch of little kids out of a village and they never saw the kids again? Huh?
Whew.
Come on, man. Stop it.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when we come back, during the rumors, Angela Yee told us a story about Tyga's son.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess
King Tyga, Cairo went to school and was using the B word.
Right. We actually have audio. Let's play the audio.
He had an incident at school. They called me. It was like, your son, he said, he's walking around, he's saying the B word. And I was like, where did he hear that? And the school was like, well, he told him, my dad says it in the studio. I'm like, oh. I try to keep him out the studio and try not to play songs like while he's around, you know, because he does stuff like that. But, you know, it happens.
It happens.
That's what happens.
All right, so 800-585-1051. What job should you never bring your child to? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Now, somebody in the room said that if they were a sanitation worker, a garbage man, they wouldn't bring their son to work.
What's wrong with sanitation workers? That's a nice, respectable business. We need them. If not, our streets
and
will
be filthy. And it wasn't one of the three of us who said that.
No, that wasn't one of the three
but
of us.
But it could be a little dangerous.
Well, they said they would feel a little embarrassed if their kid went to school. Like, my dad is a garbage man.
What's wrong with that? Garbage men get benefits and salaries.
And they also get good money.
What the hell's wrong with y'all?
I didn't say that.
But I could see not doing that because it's kind of a dangerous job.
Stinky
riding around
job.
In the truck, jumping out of the truck. It probably isn't the safest place.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. If I was a garbage man, you know how they throw, well, that, you know how that gook comes out the garbage truck sometimes and it just smelly? I would be throwing that on people's cars. Just
ew, what is wrong with
man.
You?
Hey, man, salute to all the trash men out there, all the sanitation workers. Y'all
appreciate
it. Drop one of Clues Bomb for the sanitation workers, damn it.
Right.
Okay, because I know when I take my trash to the driveway in the morning, I'm glad when it's not dead and when I come home.
When you come home?
Okay.
Now, I appreciate you guys. I mean, because sometimes y'all take stuff that I, never mind, but I appreciate you guys.
All right, so what job would you not want to bring your kid to?
Well, maybe if you were a stripper, it wouldn't be cool to bring your...
Well, they wouldn't even be old enough to be in the strip club.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be illegal.
Hey, okay. Why not? If R. Kelly can bring his 19-year-old girl into a club, why can't I bring my child into a strip club?
They could lose their liquor license over that.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. What job should you never bring your child to? Well, you know what? If you work at the Breakfast Club, maybe not here. Because my kids,
you know what? If you do concerts, like if you do lighting or sound, it might be too loud of an environment for their little precious ears.
You damn, that's a damn lie. If you're doing a Justin Bieber sound, you better bring your child to that concert.
No, if you're behind the scenes, sound check.
Well, call us up 800-585-1051. It's Cut It. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. We're Hypnotized. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we were talking about Tiger in the rumors. Now, Tiger's son went to school and said the B word, said bitch. And then when they asked him, where did you hear this word? He said, I heard it when I was with my dad in the studio. So we're asking, 800-585-1051, what job should you never bring your child to?
Well, this is kind of a trick question because, I mean, there's plenty of artists who can bring their children into the studio with them. Just Tiger's not one of them based off the content of his music.
Right.
You know, so this is kind of a trick question because I don't think it's any job you can't bring your child to. Any legal, legit, honest living, if it's not, I guess, dangerous, you can bring your child to.
Right. It depends on where you work, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a mechanic and you repair cars, that's not a safe environment to bring your child to work.
Yeah, and if you do, like, construction and you on those scaffolds and you,
right,
you know,
of course
100
not.
Feet up in the air, you don't want to bring your child up on the scaffold.
And if it's a situation where you're at work and your job is too hectic and you can't really keep an eye on your child, that's also a situation where you probably shouldn't bring them in.
Yeah, because all the places that we think we don't want our child, they not really jobs. Y'all just think they jobs. Sorry, scripting ain't really a legal profession. I mean, it's a legal profession, but it's not honorable. You're not going to bring your child to watch you shake your ass. That's why most of y'all scripters put your kids in the closet when y'all go to the script club.
But what about if you worked at McDonald's?
Why not? What's wrong with McDonald's?
But what happened if your kid get hungry and want to touch the fries?
You give them some free fries. That's the benefit of your parents working
at
McDonald's.
Well, your kid shouldn't be behind the counter.
Oh.
Kids love when their parents work at a fast food restaurant,
right, they
man.
Shouldn't be behind the counter because they can't just walk back there.
That's
where there's all
do.
Kinds of hot grease.
That McDonald's is a popping job when you a kid. You play in the playpen all day, eat free fries and burgers for lunch, you good.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Ben from Saratoga.
Hey, what's a job that you shouldn't bring your child to?
Wouldn't want to bring your kid to work if you're a gynecologist.
Okay.
What's wrong with looking at vaginas?
Even kid might not like vaginas.
But he's not going to be in a room while you're doing the...
But that's part of the job. He got to be in the room and see what you're doing.
No, right,
that
right.
might freak a kid out.
It might freak a patient out.
That too.
Come on now.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Michelle. How you doing?
Hey, Michelle. What's the job that you shouldn't bring your kid to?
I would not take my kid to a barbershop with
really?
Black
what?
People.
That is
yes.
Why not?
No, because my son is 11 years old, and every time I take him to get his haircut at this one particular barbershop, all black people.
What's
all
wrong with
they
black
do
people?
Is you. They use like the language in there is like crazy.
Well, they're not respectable. Like, they're not respectable. The barbershops I go to, the brothers in there, if there's kids in there, they will ask the mother, "Do y'all mind if we play this music?" And if the mother says no, they'll turn it off. They watch their language.
My son was like, "Mom, please do not take me there anymore." So now I have the Puerto Rican.
He don't even want to go.
Is your son Puerto Rican?
No, he's not.
Oh, they're messing his fade all up.
Although, there's some hair salons where they ask you not to bring your kids.
You know you're making your son grow up to hate his own people. You know that, right?
No, I'm not. He doesn't like profanity. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, you might be gay. Listen, put him in the barbershop and give him a broom and let him go to work, man. Tell him man up.
Thank you, mama.
Bye, thank you.
Now, all the barbershops I go to, it's the same thing. When they see a kid or an older person, they turn the music down.
Word
and if they
up.
Have a conversation, they say, and if somebody curses, they watch your mouth.
It's respect.
Yeah.
No, at the hair salon, there's signs they say, do not bring kids in here. No kids, please.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think sometimes it just get the kids running around.
The Dominican salon. Salon be mad kids running around.
Right. They run around all crazy. These are some of the Dominican salons in Brooklyn. And
really?
Say no kids.
That's disrespectful. There's nothing but kids running around the Dominican lounge. My wife goes.
Well, that's because Dominicans are breeding machines. I mean, well, you know.
Shout out to the Glow Lounge. All right. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what job should you never bring your child to? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Riri with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking, what job should you never bring your child to? Now, Tiger, he got a call from his son's principal, and there was a little problem. His son said the B word, said bitch, and when they asked him, well, why are you using this language, he said, I heard it when my dad took me to the studio.
You can bring your child to any respectable, honest job. As long as it's not dangerous. And I'm very upset that that young lady called a little while ago and said that you don't take your child to a black barbershop. Black barbershop is the institution other than the church of the black community.
That's where they learn everything.
That's where you want your son to be. You put him in that black barbershop. You hope that they give him a broom to sweep up the hair and give him a couple extra dollars. What are you talking about? That disgusts me.
I mean, I learned so much at the black barbershop.
And by the way, you can bring, you know, your child to the studio with you. It just depends on what kind of music you're making.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're making...
And who's in the studio with you? Are there going to be a bunch of people smoking weed and drinking?
Yeah. I'm sure Lecrae has no problem bringing his kids to the studio if he has kids.
I'm sure. You know what? If I was a police officer, I wouldn't want to bring my son to the job with me. Just in case something happens, I got to pull... It might not be safe for him.
That'd be kind of fun, too, though.
But shoot out my son
in? You put your son in the backseat of the car and you let him, you know, ride around. Like, that being the son of a cop is probably fun as hell when you get to do stuff like that.
Nah, my dad never brought me... He took me to the precinct, but he never put me in the car or none of that.
He took
stuff.
You to the precinct and taught you how to be an informant. And you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, you're right. Shout out to my pops. Holla. Hello, who's this?
Justin from
North. Okay, now what job should you never
bring
your child
to? Let's stop him right now, because whatever he's saying is not about to be legal.
What?
Why not? Because
you're from Newark.
Ain't nothing wrong with Newark.
Go ahead. Tell us what you was going to say. Don't listen to Charlamagne.
I was just going to say, man, I don't think they should bring your kid to the trap.
Okay. All right, the trap, no doubt.
You proved Charlamagne wrong. Good job.
No, you proved me right, actually.
I was joking. I was being sarcastic.
God bless you, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, guys. This is Liza from Boston.
Good morning.
Liza. Now, what job should you never bring your child to, Liza?
I've been a nurse for about 12 years, and I've worked in different settings. So one of the settings in particular was a nursing home. So I decided to take my daughter. At the time, she was 10 years old, and I thought it would be a good idea. Well, that didn't work so well. As soon as I took her there, she saw the conditions that they were in. She started to cry and had bad experience. So I learned from that, and I decided that I'll think twice before I take her to those kind of settings.
I understand that. She's watching all those sick people, hurt people. I get that. That might have been a bit much.
Yeah, I think so now that I look at it.
All at once. Okay, we feel you.
Hello, who's this?
Brenda.
Hey, Mama. What's a job you shouldn't bring your child to?
Where you dance at, Brenda?
I don't dance, but I work with developmentally challenged adults. I would never bring my kids to work because they can be very aggressive.
Yes, right. Very violent, that can be a little scary.
That's a bad situation.
I got choked out by one of those. I used to tease him at school every day, and then he used to go to the Kingdom Hall with me on weekends. So it was constant teasing. And that developmentally challenged child never said anything to me.
And then one day,
he came up behind me and put me in a chokehold, and I saw Jesus. And right when Jesus reached out his hand to grab my hand, he let me go.
Good. Did you make fun of him after that?
No way.
No.
Never again.
I leave them people alone.
Them people, you're crazy.
I don't know the politically correct term for it.
Developmentally disabled, like she said.
That's not what she said. She used about 7 words just now.
I don't know.
Yes, she did. I heard her.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is children learn more from what you are than what you teach. That's the moral of the story.
All right. Yeah, we got some rumors coming up?
Yes, we're going to talk about somebody who told a story about his penis getting broken. Not once.
I seen that.
Not twice.
3 times.
But 3 times. Also, Allen Iverson, what questions should you not ask him ever again?
Talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Allen Iverson, as you guys know, had his celebrity basketball game over the weekend. It was for charity, and he had a press conference, and somebody asked him a question that he just really is tired of hearing and thought nobody would ever bring up again 14 years later. Here's what happened.
Do you still feel the same way about practice?
Do I what?
Do you still feel the same way about practice?
Obviously, you didn't get it. I didn't think that I would ever get that question again. You just heard me say I was the MVP. That's the best player in the whole world. You think I can be an MVP without practice?
Right.
You gotta be a bad motherfucker.
That was a much longer clip, but basically he was saying to the guy, you must not have seen the documentary. I'm gonna give it to you. Listen, that maybe you didn't see it.
Drop one of Clues bombs for whoever asked that question. That was an amazing question, an excellent question to ask Allen Iverson, okay? Very fun. And I'm surprised nobody ever asked Allen that after 14 plus years.
Do you still feel the same way about practice?
That's a great question to ask Allen Iverson in an interview.
They explained it in the documentary, and I'm mad I didn't get to the game because I was actually supposed to play in that game Friday.
It's a rhetorical question. It's just meant to be funny.
I know.
Like, that's a great question, by the way.
To get him mad.
Yeah, to get him upset. But
all right, Dennis, go ahead.
No, I was supposed to say I was supposed to play in that game on Friday. I'm
but
mad
you
I
didn't.
Could make it. No, I'm pissed off about that.
All right, Dennis Rodman, he actually recently did a little animated Viceland Party Legends story. That's the show Party Legends. And Dennis Rodman talks about three different times that his penis got broken.
I want to try something different. She said, I want you to run and jump in my I said, all right, great. So I go run on the boat, and I dive right there. And literally do. I'm like, oh, blood everywhere. I mean, blood everywhere. She's screaming, oh, my God, he's dead. I killed him. Oh, my God. And I said, no, honey, I just broke my
Wow.
Is that what we call an erectile dysfunction now? That's the excuse
Ouch.
Guys are using to saying that our penis is broke?
No, he said it was blood everywhere.
That sounds pretty broken.
He said she was a white girl, and she said when he looked up, it was nothing but blood all over her body.
Yeah, because her period was on. She tricked you.
Shut
and
up.
You took the blame. Why
no,
would you
I
take
actually
the blame?
I actually know a porn star, Pinky. She told the story about how she went up too high and came off and then went back down, and the whole condom filled up with blood. And she said she broke his penis. So that's what can happen. That's why you got to be careful.
Ladies, stay away from broke penis. And guys, stay away from broke vagina while you're at it.
All right, Killer Mike posted a picture of some Jordans, and he said, on the behalf of the black people and cops, I have loved ones who are both. Thanks for the $1 million to the NAACP and police organizations. Now we would like to challenge you to send the profits of this Olympic Jordan drop into a black financial institution. We know that with your example, other players will follow. I'm sure Jim Brown, Kareem, and Bill Russell will agree. Love you, man. You truly are the greatest. And he was doing that, he said, out of love.
Why would he name all the old school players, though? Wouldn't you try to get the new school players to do that?
No, he's saying that they will agree.
They will agree. Like, they have done it before.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Right, he's not saying they should do it, but he's just saying, I hope MJ and us do the right thing. And that was Killer Mike. He posted that on his Instagram. And he said he wasn't doing it maliciously. He's doing it out of love. All right, Bow Wow has announced he is retiring from rap. Now, he said made over $20 million off rap.
I thought he did that already.
Why be greedy? You know, he has one more album. I'm good with everything I accomplished. I made it to the White House. And he said he's going to do this one last album, and that's it, his final hurrah.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there to see the tree fall, did it actually fall? If nobody was checking for Bow Wow's music and he retired, does anybody care that Bow Wow actually retired?
Well, a lot of people tweeted him about it.
It's a great saying. The saying is inspire or retire. So if you're not inspiring anybody, you should sit your ass down and retire. And Bow Wow has not inspired anybody with his music in a long time, so he's doing the right thing.
But
drop
Jermaine,
one of Clues bombs for
Jermaine
Bow Wow.
Jermaine Dupri did come up here and say that he is an icon. So let's not forget.
He is. I give him that. For he was a child icon.
He was definitely
absolutely.
A child icon.
Absolutely. I give Bow Wow that. He absolutely was a child icon. But what that got to do with being 30 now? He's doing the right thing.
All right, Vic Mensa says that cops in Beverly Hills targeted him because he was targeted at Barney's. He went there, dropped 4K, and for some reason, they said he was shoplifting. Here's his story. He actually was on Snapchat, kind of revealing everything as it happened.
This p-ass motherfucker over here, man. Talk about we stole some shit. They don't even know where we stole some shit from, but they think we stole some shit. That's the craziest part about it is that I just went... Bought some Yves Saint Laurent boots, like some other shit from Barney's, and we get all pulled out the f***ing car, and the kids. And on top of that, they don't even know what they think we stole.
They have no f***ing.
So you can't be a young black man out here doing anything legal, positive, and you still get treated like a criminal.
Right.
I still want to know who put the police on Vic Mensa.
That sounds crazy.
They said it was somebody from the store.
But was it an employee? Or just somebody,
it was somebody
that was
who worked
shopping.
In the store.
Somebody
who
worked in the store. I would be pissed off. I just spent 4K. I would go back. I would return everything. I'd raise all type of craziness.
He was detained for like half an hour as they searched his vehicle.
Yeah, I don't understand why one person could make that decision that was in the store.
And I would sue the ish out of the store.
Listen, all they said is I saw them take some merchandise, and then they called the cops. That's what happened.
But wouldn't somebody say no? They just paid for their stuff?
Well, maybe nobody saw. Maybe this one person said they saw it. No one else saw.
I think somebody in the store called. I don't think it was an employee. I think it was just like a regular person in the store.
Just said it?
Who probably felt like they shouldn't be there because of the color of their skin and the way they look.
Right.
And called the police.
Well,
that's crazy.
According to TMZ, a spokesman said they got a call from a store owner who accused them of taking some merchandise.
The owner of Barney's?
Nah, I'm sure it wasn't the owner of Barney's. I'm sure it wasn't the owner of Barney's. I'm sure it wasn't the owner of Barney's.
That's why they're saying, okay, I don't know what happened.
That sounds crazy.
The whole thing sounds crazy. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
He could definitely sue. I would definitely sue. All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. Shout out to our family at Revolt, Revolt TV. We'll see you guys tomorrow, Tuesday. That's right. Everybody else, People's Choice Mix is up next. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.